Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by TerraPeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. I like it, TerraPeak.
TerraPeak.
Yeah, I changed it for him. Tell us how you keep from falling in love with your inventory at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. I'm not in love with my inventory.
Sometimes.
I like some of it.
You know, some people love it so much that they say, how dare could people not buy this? This is fantastic. I'm not going to lower this price because I love this piece of jewelry. My aunt used to wear this.
Yeah, I've heard, you know where I used to hear that a lot? Is in the antique business.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I used to hear that a lot.
Well, it's hard sometimes, especially for collectors. Mm. It's difficult. Hey, you know what? It was not difficult for Lisa in Houston, Texas. She absolutely called us. She's known as the Greenhouse 2 on eBay. Lisa, what's your question or comment?
Well, first I have the secret word.
Oh, I forgot about that. Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh. We got to look up the... Griff and I are frantically... I got it.
Those are my papers here. Where are the papers? Because that segment was a long time ago.
It's page 7, honey. Page 7.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a minute. Hold on. I'm almost there. Hold on.
Okay.
I can't find it.
I've got it.
Okay, just tell her. She'll tell you.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, I found it. Here it is.
Okay.
Can you... There it is.
Nudius tertian.
That's it. Yay!
Yes.
What did she say?
Nudius tertian.
Yeah, that sounds right. You win.
Nudius tertian.
Yes.
What does it mean?
The day before yesterday, I was so busy, but I listed that item, Nudius tertian evening.
Right. And now it's relating to the day before yesterday, which would be Sunday.
And now you know why some of these words never gained popular usage.
Exactly.
Oh, and Griff, tell her what today's prize is.
Today's prize is a wireless mouse with the eBay logo on it.
With the eBay logo on it.
And they're totally cool, and I really like them, and I love mine, and I use it all the time, so I hope you like yours.
I will.
So tell us.
Hey, I wanted to also say while I was on, you know, we got all those tips about how to find, you know, tell if it's a duplicate buyer or repeat buyer. Remember all that?
Yeah.
Everybody was giving all sorts of tips on that.
I do. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I ended up just going with downloading the PayPal and then working with that alphabetically when I have it, because I hand off the stuff to my shipping department, which is my husband. So I'm only really looking at the invoice, the packing slip. So that's great for me to just see if the name is on there, and then I know if they're a duplicate buyer. So
that's a good way.
That's the way I ended up doing it.
Oh, that makes sense.
What do you sell on eBay, Lisa?
Lots of crafts, lots of sewing patterns, needlepoint, needlework, fabric. So lots of it.
Artsy fartsy stuff.
Huh?
Artsy fartsy stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Lisa, we certainly appreciate you calling today.
We do, and all you have to do, well, tell her.
You have to do is send an email to Griff.
At what address?
Griff@ebay.com. And you need to tell him that you won the secret word contest, and he's going to have your address and your phone number also, in case, you know how sometimes when you ship it, they need your phone number.
Okay. I'll take care of that.
Thank you very much, you guys. Have
a great day.
You too, Lisa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right. Thank you.
Bye.
That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
What's that word again? I can't even remember. Some word.
Nudiustertian.
Nudiustertian. And again, you can see why some words never catch on.
Exactly. Mm. Griff, we have an email. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take a drink. Talk amongst yourself for a minute.
All right. So anyway, Griff, what's up with you? Well, Griff, let me tell you. let's see, I went to visit a friend in the hospital. He said, oh, really? Did you sell anything, Griff? Well, Griff, yesterday, it's a good question. I did sell something. I sold a shirt, and I'm
Yay.
Very happy.
Yeah. I'm
oh,
so
you're
happy
back.
For
okay.
you.
Yeah, because
yes.
I was really losing it there for a minute.
Forrest in Lakewood, Washington. You know Hulk Haller 1. That's who Hulk Haller 1 is.
Oh!
Hulk Haller 1 says, hi, when I run out of a quantity and the listing stops, how do I add a new quantity and still keep the sales history?
You have to, you can relist it. If you relist it and then up the quantity, you keep the sales history, I believe. No.
He says when he goes to the items page, he gets relist and sell similar, but no revise listing.
Right. So that, no. I'm sorry. I'm wrong because the listing ended. What you need to have turned on is the stock out option in your seller preferences. If you turn that option on, a multiple quantity fixed price listing, when it runs out of quantity, won't end. It won't be visible in search, and you won't be able to purchase anything from it, but it will remain available to you as a live listing that no one can do anything with, so that you can go in and up the quantity and keep the sales, previous sales data.
And where is it?
It's in your seller preferences where you, and I'll get you there almost all the way. My eBay.
Okay.
Account.
Okay.
Site preferences, seller preferences. And when you're there, if you've never been there, a whole world is about to open up for you that you didn't even know about. Cause there's so much that you can change and control customize to your own selling. And one of the options there is the stock out option. You have to turn that on. And then fixed price listings with multiple quantity, when they run out of quantity, they'll end, they are no longer viewable.
Uh-oh, we appear to have lost Griff. Could be our ISDN line. The engineers are frantically working on it right now. Sorry about that. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 723-4630. If you want to give us a call. And by the way, do not forget to check out the new season of eBay's Open for Business podcast. The first episode is titled Reinventing Your Business.
It
drops this Thursday, and it's with, you know, John Henry and his crew. And you can go to ebay.com/openforbusiness to listen and subscribe. So you went away for a moment.
Yeah, something happened with the connection.
Sometimes the ISDN line will do that.
What I was talking about, did it make sense?
Yes.
We got that done?
Yes, okay. I think so. It did.
Groovy.
You were telling us how to get to be able to manage our multiple listings.
Yes.
Yes.
And you don't need me to do it again?
I wouldn't mind it because you stopped partway through it. So I'm at my eBay and there is no account. So what do I click on? Selling or, yeah.
You have to click, no, you're not listening to me.
Okay.
It's so typical of you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's so typical. You have to go to, hover over my eBay.
Okay.
Or just click. You don't click selling, you click my eBay.
Got it.
And there, you've clicked my eBay and there's my eBay summary, activity, messages, account. That's the third tab.
Okay.
Click account.
Okay.
And on the left-hand side of the page, there's something called site preferences.
Got it.
Click that.
All right.
And there'll be lots of different, there's the preferences on that page, but the first list of them is the selling preferences. And it's there. Yes, under sell your item form and listings, the first option, if you click edit or show, if you click show, then it brings it, it opens it. And there's two different options there. Show the exact quantity of items you're listing if the quantity exceeds 10, and you can change that to yes or no. And then use the out of stock option. And there's a box that you can check for yes. And it says when the quantity of your good till canceled listings reaches zero, the listing remains active but is hidden from search until you increase the quantity. You may also qualify for certain fee credits. So if that is something you want to use, this is a great option.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're not talking.
No, thanks.
I lost you.
Yeah, I'm having a little throat
Oh, no, no. I thought you got things. Lost in the navigation.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
I did not. So for even more eBay. Oh, by the way, if anything happens to community again like it did this morning and you couldn't get to the eBay radio show, be sure that you have the app on your phone. All you have to do is press that app once and the show comes right up.
Yeah.
And they're free.
And yeah.
Really. So if you go to your Google store, you can, if you type in eBay space radio in your Google store, it'll come up. And if in the iPhone store, you would just, it's all one word, eBay radio for some reason. And just, you know, download that app and you can go to that immediately if your lights go out or whatever happens. Or if you don't find the link to the show in the morning. Because those pesky guys in community have been making things better for us.
They have. They're trying very desperately.
No, they are. I know.
And they're succeeding.
They are. Indeed. So we have a slightly new look today on community. I see the blue. And it's looking pretty good. So we'll keep you informed as it goes along.
And we will. That's what we do.
And let me see what's going on the chat board right now. I'll be looking, and we're going to do our event calendar next, too.
Hooray! This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak. Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, today's very last segment of eBay Radio. Or eBay Radio.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 401.
Promoted listings don't cost you a penny unless you actually make a sale. Teresa Cox is known on eBay as top-rated seller Club Red 97. She says it's easy and can boost your sales.
Fast and easy to set up. You get more visibility on your listings, and we all know that more eyes on a listing equals greater sales. And the biggest thing is there's no risk. You only pay if it sells. I've sold 113 items because of promoted listings and made about $2,800 in sales and paid $180 in fees. So it cost me about overall average of 6%. I'll take an extra 113 sales for 6%.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship.
So after we run the show live on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we put it up as podcasts in the archives.
Yes, we do.
And is more of our listeners listen to us in the archives rather than the live show?
Yes.
Disgusting, but that's just the way it is. That's,
what? That, why is that disgusting?
Because I wish more of them were live, but
why does it matter?
So, well, to me it does. But phone you calls and things. It's a live radio show. So.
You don't understand the new how the world works now.
I do understand it.
People don't
always say that I wish they could be here with us. I get it. I understand when they can't be. I totally get it. And I'm happy that we have podcast archives.
Good.
I'm delighted, but, you know, for me, being a broadcaster,
right,
it would be nice to have more live listeners. We have quite a few, but not as many as I'd like to have.
Well, they're better than dead listeners.
That's true.
That's right.
You can check out the eBay Radio Seller Events calendar. It's located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Podcast Archives. Just go to ebayradio.com, click past episodes in the right-hand sidebar to get to the eBay Radio Archives. Find Seller Events under Seller Resources. Click on the events name to see all the details. So
you know, that would be an interesting plot line, by the way.
What?
Walking Dead, only it's the Selling Dead.
That's
cute. Zombies who've decided that they can make enough money to keep themselves in fresh brains by selling on eBay.
You know, they have a mystery. It's called Garage Sale Mystery.
Oh, they do?
On Hallmark.
Mm.
Yeah, when I want to get away from all the news and horribleness, I just say into my little clicker, Hallmark, and it takes me right to Hallmark.
Mm.
And it's something, they have no shows on that will give you anxiety, pretty much. It's all kind of low level. But they have one called Garage Sale Mysteries about a gal who is an amateur sleuth.
Yeah. It doesn't get your anxiety up?
No.
Is it really slow-paced?
Oh, I love murder mysteries. I love murder mysteries.
Well, it's like we talked about those British ones, you know, that are all shot
exactly.
In northern Britain somewhere, like in York or Scotland. There's that one called Shetland, where it's so low-paced and so quiet that it's like video Valium.
So you want to read the first event?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
On March 16th, the Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will meet at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Worth Point headquarters. The topic will be a roundtable discussion of the 2017 spring seller update.
Then on March 18th, which is Saturday, eBay Oklahoma sellers group meetup via Skype. The topic is social media marketing. Did it increase your sales? And if you go on our archive site and you click on the event calendar, you can click on that eBay Oklahoma Sellers Group, and it tells you where to go and everything.
Groovy. On March 21st, Tuesday, at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., the SoCal eBay and e-commerce Sellers Group meetup will happen at Chiravello's Restaurant in Long Beach, California. The topic will be a review of the 2017 Spring Seller Update
with
Jim Griffith, Dean of eBay Education and host of eBay Radio via Skype.
Our very own himself.
Yeah, that's next week.
Then March 25th, eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meet up from 6 to 9 p.m. at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver, Colorado. Will Seipel and Robin Levin from Worth Point learn how Worth Point can help you identify and value your collectible items.
March 26th, the Colorado Springs eBay Sellers Group meetup will happen 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at a private home in Colorado Springs. It'll be a visit from Worth Point with Will Seipel and Robin Levin. Those two get a round.
And then, they must be absolutely tired. March 20th, and their arms are tired from flying into all those places. Bay Area eBay Sellers Group meetup. Tuesday, March 28th, 2017, at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And where is it, Griff?
It's at the eBay headquarters in San Jose, California.
And the topic is going to be learning and growing with who?
Worth Point and Crazy Lister.
Oh, two together.
I suppose.
How cool.
Yeah.
Speakers Will Seipel and Robin Levin from Worth Point, plus Crazy Lister's Victor Levitin, all the way from Israel.
All the way.
Yep.
So. And then... the last one that we have on our list for now is March 29th, end of the month, Wednesday, at 6:15 to 8:30 p.m. It's the Surf's Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group meetup at Philippi's Pizza Grotto in Poway, California.
I'm going to be there.
Yay. The,
The topic will be identifying pricing collectibles with WorthPoint, and the speakers will be Will and Robin from WorthPoint. Again, please bring $10 cash to cover pre-ordered pizza and salad. And their pizza is pretty good.
This is probably the best pizza place in San Diego County. A lot of people think Felipe's is.
Yikes.
They've got really good food.
Right.
So, and I'll be there for this one. So she changed them to Wednesdays instead of Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Now I can show up.
She did that just for you.
No. Oh. Absolutely not.
No, you're supposed to say yeah.
I'm just, she did it just for me. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
Okay, Griff, so it is Tuesday. We'll be back together on Thursday.
We will.
For eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Ask Griff and Lee.
And it's been a blast today. Gosh, we got a lot of content in. I'm always happy when that happens. Lots of content, lots of good callers today. And let me see, I'm giving away two of these Bubble Fast gift certificates, and you gave away a mouse.
I did.
Yes, we've been Santa Clauses today, so that's good. So I'll see you back here on Thursday. And so when are you and Howie going to get his leg?
Well, we're going to I think it's this week. I can't remember. He made an appointment at the company that is making it, and this is where he starts using it.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I'm a little scared, but we'll see how it works out. I'm a little scared.
Don't be scared.
Just a bit scared.
It's going to be fine.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, we'll see you next time here on eBay Radio. Take care till Thursday.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There. That's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from Bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check Bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before Bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it costs more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to Bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com. Revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.